531.
PM News at 8, Tangi Queer, Tangi Queer. I'm Courtney Cena Meredith. An Auckland academic says Pacific representation across all political parties bodes well for the future of Pacific people in New Zealand. Tongan lawyer Dr. Ruby Manukia Shomkul will stand as the National Party candidate for the West Auckland electorate of Kalston in this year's election. She joins a cohort of young Pacific academics that have chosen not to follow their parents' lean towards the Labour Party. Dr. Malakai Koloa Matangi says it's important we have a Pacific lens at all levels.
People have different tastes. At this generation, they've come through a different pathway to their parents, for example, who first came here, or their grandparents. So their experiences are different. So it's important that we have Pacific in all parties at all levels, because the more they speak for Pacific and work for Pacific, the better it is for our community.
Delegates attending this week's Pacifica Futures Conference will share their insights into the Pacific response through COVID-19, Cyclone Gabrielle, and the recent floods. Whānau Order navigators and health and social providers have been key to the Pacific response over the last 3 years. Pacifica Futures CEO Debbie Sorensen says one of the key learnings is the importance of an ethnic-specific approach.
We've had some incredible challenges over the last 3 years. We have learned many new things about how to best respond to our communities, the importance of an ethnic-specific approach, and also the importance of the role that Whanau Ora navigators play in being really close to families in the community and understanding the best way to support their needs.
The two-day conference takes place at Auckland's Holiday Inn on Thursday and Friday. There are calls for Pacific climate goals to be funded by developed nations. Pacific Islands Climate Action Network's regional policy coordinator says recent climate goals will need to be funded by developed nations. This comes following a conference in Port Vila where six nations agreed to transition away from fossil fuels, with no specific date set, but as soon as possible. The agreement also called on international partners to mobilise billions of US dollars in grant-based funding. Pacific Islands Climate Action Network policy coordinator Lave Tanalangi Seru says Pacific nations involved in the meeting want easier access to climate finance.
We know that developed countries who committed to delivering the 100 billion per year until 2020, they haven't really delivered that. So these funds are needed here in the Pacific and other small island states to really support this kind of initiative, the transition to renewable energy.
Solomon Islands has repeated concerns over plans by Japan to just discharge nuclear-treated water into the Pacific Ocean and its impact on the health of the ocean. Japan Foreign Minister Hayashi Yoshimasa paid an official visit to Prime Minister Manase Sogavare on Sunday. He said Japan will make sure that the release does not cause harm to the environment or human health. Hayashi handed to Sogavare a letter from Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on the water release and Japan's view on strengthening bilateral relations. And that's your PMN News at 8. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.